It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Scherf, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? Well, the current standings have been all Clark Ramsey, 4-0 on the season. So I get to go first. I'm picking Harbor Beach by 3 in an upset.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, we're great minds think alike, and so it's really over or under.
Yes, it is.
Because I'm thinking Harbor Beach, too.
Oh, come on.
So I'll do that. Harbor Beach by 2.
Harbor Beach by 2, taking the under. Well, it's now time to listen in to the Harbor Beach Pep Band with our playing of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Face the flag as our Harbor Beach High School Band performs our national anthem.
John Winnie, I have a feeling that's how Francis Scott Key envisioned it nearly over 200 years ago.
With every bit of cadence that the Harbor Beach Pep Band put into it. It's just an amazing rendition.
It's now time to meet our starting lineup. We'll start with the Brown City Green Devils. Number 4, he's a junior, Matt Calibro. Number 12, a senior, Anthony Ford. Number 22, he's a sophomore, Andrew Geiger.
Anthony
number 23, a junior, you'll be hearing his name a lot, Calvin Cook. And number 50, a senior, Caleb Muxlow. Brown City is coached by Anthony Troshak, and assisted by Brad Bissett. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're coached by Ron Rubel, assisted by Jay O'Neill and Dan Brown. A 6'3" senior, number 5, Brady Kirsch. A 6'1" junior, number 10, James Shelke. Moved up as a sophomore, he's 6 foot, and is number 14, Mason Yon. Those are your three guards right there. Then down in the low post, standing at 5'10" above sea level, a junior, number 23, Julian Tenerife. And also at guard, a junior, number 24, sharpshooter, Ryan Stevens.
Key to the game, that's Ryan. They got to keep the pressure on the Brown City Green Devils the whole game. There is no letting up. And even still, it's going to come down to the wire.
Like we said, the first game, it was a 23-point blowout for the Brown City Green Devils on their home court. This time, we're up here in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan.
A fast whistle will favor the Harbor Beach Pirates. A slow whistle will favor the Brown City Green Devils just because of the physical imposing nature that the Brown City Green Devils have. These kids are big, and they can play ball.
If you take a look at the size right away, Brown City has the advantage. Harbor Beach might have a little bit more speed. We'll see, and we'll find out very quickly as this game gets rolling on. Brown City's in their road green uniforms with black stripes along their shorts. Those are horizontal black stripes. Bright white numbers with black outline. Brown City above and below the numbers on front of their jerseys. Good looking jerseys right there. For the Harbor Beach Pirates and their home whites, those be orange numbers and lettering, black outline, orange and black horizontal striping down the side. Bright bold numbers from both sides, John, tonight. A broadcaster's dream.
Yeah, Illinois and Michigan State.
There you go. Brown City will be moving right to left across your radio. Harbor Beach left to right as your radio dials go. Doing the tipping for Brown City, that'll be number 22, Andrew Geiger, going against James Shelke. And the tip is won by the shorter Shelke and into the hands of Jan. And here comes Brady Kirsch acting as point guard. Harbor Beach with the first possession tonight on offense. Swings it over to the left wing to Ryan Seaman. He dribbles in, and he loses the handle on it at the free throw line, and Brown City in transition can't bring it in, and it's tipped out of bounds by Calvin Cook, and Harbor Beach dodges a bullet, and the Pirates are back on offense.
Matt Calibro for the Devils, they just went out there and just stole the ball, had a nice layup opportunity, missed the shot. Harbor Beach clears the ball, and they're attacking right now on offense.
Brown City showing a little bit of a token pressure. Mason Yon breaks the press himself, gives it to Seaman. He dives down the left side of the lane. The floater is up. This one's no good, and rebound Calvin Cook. Here come the Green Devils in the corner to number four, Calibro. The three can't go. Rebound James Schelke, and here come the Pirates. Still no score. We played 45 seconds. Schelke over to Seaman, right wing, dribbling back to Schelke, top of the key. Kirsch takes a three left wing. This is airmailed and brought in by Calvin Cook on the rebound. Here comes Brown City, right to left across your radio. Road green uniforms. Over to the left wing, Caleb Muxlow, big body there, and he traveled with it.
You know, the squad doesn't seem to be into the game quite yet. They're just kind of feeling each other out right now. A couple of scoring chances for both teams. Right now, Harbor Beach's ball. Let's see what they can do.
Kirsch inbounds to Schelke, being guarded from a distance by Anthony Ford. At the right elbow, down to the low post to Kirsch. Kicks it back out to Schelke. Goes down the opposite side of the lane, over to Ryan Seaman, left wing, into the corner. Pops the three. This is good. First points of the night goes to Ryan Seaman and the Pirates. It's a 3-0 lead.
Can't stop there.
6:32 to go in the first quarter. Feed it down to the low post, and we've got bodies flying as they're trying to feed it into Andrew Geiger. And Harbor Beach defense is going to be called with a foul. It'll be their first foul of the night, and the foul goes against Julian Tenerife, his first, team's first. Brown City ball underneath their own hoop.
On the inside in that pivot, you're going to see a lot of fronting for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And Brown City on the inbound gets it into Calvin Cook. He hits the three from the right wing. We're all tied up at three apiece. 6:15 left in the first quarter. Brady Kirsch goes coast to coast, pulls up mid-range jump shot, and the bank is open. He gets 2 points.
That's a nice opportunity shot for Brady. That is right in his range.
5-3, Pirates lead by two. 6 minutes remain in the first quarter. Over to the right wing to Calvin Cook, dribbling into the corner. Has to kick it back out to the top to Ford. Feeds it back inside the lane, and Kirsch is out of position, and it's brought in with ease.
Andrew Geiger got that
one. Ryan Seaman, tied ball game 5-5. Over to the right wing to Yon. Yon, a sophomore, pulls up from the right elbow. Jump shot no good. Rebound brought in by Anthony Ford. Here comes Brown City. Tied at 5. Ford brings up the ball, dribbles to his right, over to Cook, right wing, being guarded by Schelke. Back to Ford, calling in for the famed Brown City motion offense. Down screen, cross screen, into the right post, and the floater and hook shot from Geiger is good, and the Green Devils have their first lead of the night, 7-5. Brady Kirsch in the left corner, in trouble, gives it back out to Schelke. Ryan Seaman launches a NBA three, and this one doesn't touch anything and goes out of bounds. And it will be a Brown City ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
I got a feeling that Ryan Seaman is the assignment for Calvin Cook. He's been shadowing him pretty good. And that's quite a competition right there between those two three-point sharpshooters.
Muxlow to the left wing, skip pass to number four, Matt Calibro. Back up to Cook, being guarded by Schelke to the left wing and deeper into the corner to Muxlow. James Schelke gets a handle on it, and he steals it away. Second turnover for Brown City this evening. Harbor Beach trailing by 2 points, 5-7. Ryan Seaman at the left wing thought about taking the three, does not, instead dribbles in the same spot. Now he pulls up the NBA's range three, and this one's good. The Rainmaker brings it in, and Harbor Beach has the lead yet again, 8-7.
Calvin relaxed just a little bit.
And he takes the three from the other side. This one's brought in by James Schelke. James Schelke in transition, in the lane, kicks it out to left wing to Ryan Seaman. The hot hand, is it good? No. Rebound, Muxlow.
Smart play out of Schelke, though. Whoever hit the last basket, make sure his hands touch it.
Cook dribbles all the way down to the baseline, kicks it back out to the right elbow to Andrew Geiger. Goes into the lane, the floater's up and good. Geiger has 6 points of Brown City's 9, and they have the lead yet again. 9-8, Brown City leading Harbor Beach. 3:45 left in the first. Ryan Seaman at point guard, being guarded by Calvin Cook, over to the right wing to Yon. trying to feed the Tenerife there. Muxlow swallowing hit up. Over to the left wing to Kirsch. Pulls up inside, just inside.